Good morning, everybody. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs, and welcome to our show here at Sports Radio 810 WHB here in Kansas City. You know, you can listen to the shows on 810WHB.com worldwide, and we're here every Sunday morning, Central Time, from 7 to 8 a.m., talking about the mental side of sports. And it's Mother's Day, so happy, happy Mother's Day out there to all the moms out there. And I want to wish a special happy Mother's Day to my daughter-in-law, who is the proud mother of my granddaughter, who is almost 7 months old now. So, Eli, happy Mother's Day to you. Anyway, you know, I do this show every week where we talk about the mental side of sports. And I try to bring up topics that are of interest to you, our listeners, that we can delve into. I'm in my 43rd year of work as a sports psychologist. I've been on the radio here in Kansas City for 33 years. My last 23 years here at Sports Radio 810 WHB. And every year when it's Mother's Day or Father's Day, I try to do those shows, dedicating the shows to moms or dads, and give you an opportunity to call up and share your thoughts about your mom and the role she played in your life. And, you know, this is Mental Health Awareness Month, and it's really a good time to talk about your mom and thank her for what she's done for you. And I do this show each year. I've done it for years to give you an opportunity to share a story about the role your mom has played in your life. And you know, all of us obviously have a mother, wouldn't be here. We obviously have a father, wouldn't be here. Maybe you didn't know your mom or your dad for whatever reason. But your mom in the world of sports, for many of you, is the glue that keeps the machine going. Gets the uniforms washed, the treats out, the carpools going. The words of wisdom, usually, afterwards. The support. The encouragement. Sometimes the pushing. Sometimes the demanding. Sometimes the punishment. You know, it depends on the variety of things that your mother may have done for you. And this show today is an opportunity for you to call up and share a story about your mother and the role she's played in your life. And to thank her, if you'd like to, which hopefully you will, for the things she's done for you. You know, and I'm going to start the show off talking about my mom, who has left us about a year and a half ago, suddenly, unfortunately. She was 91 years old and played a huge role in my life, was a big motivator for me. And quite frankly, when I got into the world of sports psychology, when I moved home from grad school in 1981 from California, my father, who was a very prominent physician, sat me down and said, "All right, how are you going to earn a living?" Because I had to move back home. I had no money. I had my car, my tennis racket, my clothes, my stereo. Back then, we had stereos, if you are old, like me. And actually, two tennis rackets. Anyway, he wanted me to go work in the psych ward at a hospital, working with psychiatric patients. And I said, that's not what I want to do. I was going to start working with another psychologist, who I worked with for 30 years, Dr. Stanley Butts, wonderful man. But I said, I want to start my sports psychology practice. And this is in August 1981. And my father said, you can't do that. No one's done that before. Nobody works as a sports psychologist. You just interviewed at the Olympic Training Center on your drive home, and they told you they don't believe in using people like you. They don't believe in sports psychologists. That, I was told, quote, we don't need any of you PhD types running around here telling us what's wrong with our athletes. And I got hired 9 months later, but that's a whole other story. So my father was very emphatic about the fact that I was going to start working with a psychiatric population, and I was pretty emphatic that I didn't want to. I went upstairs, and my mother and grandmother, my mom's mom lived with us, sat me down and said, okay, we heard that conversation. And my mom said, looked me right in the eyes, I can still see it all these years later. do you really believe in what you're doing? And I said, Mom, yes. I said, the work I did at San Diego State with the tennis team and gymnastics team showed me this works. Then my mother said, if you believe it, then do it. But you got to give yourself a time frame because you got to earn money. I said, I know. And she said, I will support you, and I'll make sure your father does too, even though he told you not to do it. One of the reasons I did this profession was because of the support my mother gave me. And throughout my career, she was always there in a positive way, encouraging way, to reinforce what was going on. So I'm opening the show up with that because my mom is the reason I do what I do. And I thank her every day, even though she's not here anymore. She's left an incredible impact on my life and also on my two sons' lives. Wonderful grandmother to them. So our phone number here is 913-3810-810. I'd like to open it up. I'm going to have Tristan talk about his mom, my producer, here in a moment. But I'd like to hear from you. If you're a coach, how did your mom impact you to become a coach? Has she been reinforcing for you? Has she been encouraging for you? If you play sports or have played sports, what role did your mother play for you in your sports life? As I said, it's Mental Health Awareness Month, and it's time to recognize, I think, from a psychological perspective, the people that thank us and help us get through life. And being that it's Mother's Day, obviously, today's the day to thank your mom. So our phone number here is 913-3810-810. I'd love to hear from you with a story about your mom, the role she's played in your life, your sports life, your general life, how she's helped you, how she motivated you, maybe how she disciplined you. How did she encourage you to get things done that you wanted to do? And here's another question I'm going to ask. Was your mom your coach? Was your mom not only your mom, but did your mom coach you? I know when my sons were growing up, not that many moms were coaching their sons. I saw numerous moms coaching their daughters, but there was one scenario where my oldest son, Jonathan, played basketball. And in sixth grade, they played against a team where the mom was coaching. And I took special interest in watching her coach because her reinforcement, her motivation, her communication, it was interesting. She was pretty harsh, but she was also very complimentary to the kids when they came off the court. In contrast to some of the dads I'd seen coach who would get angry when the kids got off the court. She wouldn't be happy with things that went poorly, but she also was very reinforcing. So 913-3810-810 is her number. Love to hear from you. It's Mother's Day. Give us a story about your mom. What role did she play? Maybe not just in your sports life, just in life in general. How did your mom help you become who you are? Or maybe through some roadblocks up there. And if your mom's no longer with us, it's a great opportunity to share a story about her as well, thanking her for what she did. Okay, Tristan. Tristan's been doing a great job as our board operator here. He's been with us for a couple months now. Tell us a story about your mom, if you would, and share what she's done for you.
Yeah, absolutely. When I was in college, I was pursuing a degree in musical theater performance with a minor in dance. And after my first year, it became apparent that that was not really the life that I wanted to live, with constantly auditioning and not having that financial security, as you had mentioned in your journey, that your father was trying to help you seek. And I sat down with my mom. I remember a phone call with my mom as I was driving home. I went to school about an hour away at UCM, Central Missouri, and I just broke down on the phone with her, and I was like, I don't know if this is what I want to do. But I'm too far in to pivot.
Why'd you feel that way at that time?
It was just a build up. My whole life since 7 years old, I was performing on a stage, but I was also playing sport all the way through. I was captaining sports teams, but it was also, my life had very much been directed towards performing. And that this is where I was going to go. My brother got a double major in vocal performance and theater performance. He was living in New York, still is. It was like the goal was for both of us to be in New York performing on the biggest stage. And it became apparent to me that I didn't have a personal life outside of that. and I wanted to pursue sport instead. And so trying to find a role within sport that would still use those theatrical skills and use my personality. And so broadcasting and radio became an alternative through my conversation with my mom.
So it's her fault you're here today.
It's her fault that I'm here at 7 a.m. pushing buttons on a board. Yeah. But without her, I would not be as happy as I am now. And so it's all thanks to her and helping me find the right path for me instead of just, well, you know, you're already this far down the track, just keep going. And eventually you'll find something that gives you joy after college. She said, no, you're only a year and a half in a 4-year program. You can pivot your right foot, keep your left foot planted, and shoot the basketball at the other hoop. Try something else.
Well, that's a great story, and obviously you do a great job here, and that has a lot to do with who you are. You know, I mean, it's interesting when I work with clients in my office. The first session when I have a younger athlete under 18, sometimes older than that, their parents will come in with them, and we'll talk about. First, I meet with the parents. Why are we here? What's, you know, what are the issues? What are the things you want me to work on with your son or daughter? And it's always interesting where they sit, as I have a couch and a reclining chair. Oftentimes, the dad sits in the reclining chair and the mom will sit in the couch. And then the dad will move over to the couch when their son or daughter comes in. But the mom usually is the one who starts the conversation with me and will share what's going on. I mean, sometimes the dads do, but the mom typically is the one who will emphasize the importance of why they want their son or daughter to work with me. And a lot of it is not just about the sports performance, but it's about just their general psychology, you know, their well-being, how they're doing, their confidence, their self-esteem, their self-worth. And so many times, I'll have athletes break down the first session in my office, especially these younger athletes who feel they're letting their parents down. You know, well, we have to come talk to a psychologist because I'm not doing well. No. That's not why you're here. You're here because we want you to figure out what's going on. You're not letting us down at all. The reason we're here is because we want you to feel better. And usually it's the mom, not always, but usually it's the mom who's, you know, the one who will be reinforcing to their child about that. Because I think, you know, obviously our society has changed. When I grew up, you know, mostly women stayed at home, although some women did work. But predominance of society was men working. Now it's obviously both, which I think is much better. And because women add so much to the workforce. But I think the role moms have in our lives give us so much of a different person. You know, there's that warmth, there's that support, that's that reinforcement we get. But I'd like to open up, as I said, our phone lines are open. We'd like to get some calls in here. It's Mother's Day 2024. It's hard to believe it's 2024 in some ways. But what role has your mom played for you? How did she help you get through adversity? How supportive was she? And it was your mom your coach? Did your mom coach you in life, not just sports, but in life? How to deal with adversity, how to deal with relationships. How about when you had a teacher you didn't like? And boy, do I hear that a lot from students today. What did your mom say to you about that? How did your mom help you get through that? And how is your mom different than your dad in those roles? Especially, you know, in the world of sports. What was the difference between your mother or father in terms of your sports life? Our phone number is 913-3810-810. It's Mother's Day 2024. I'd love to hear from you, get your thoughts. The role your mom has played in your life, not just in sports, but in life in general. It's a great opportunity to call up and thank her, share a story with us. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. We're in the Leader in Sports, Sports Radio 810 WHP. Good morning, everybody. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. This is the Sports Psychology Hour from our flagship station, Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Mother's Day 2024. Happy Mother's Day to every mom out there. Hope you're having a great morning so far. And I'd love to hear from you. Like I said, today's show is about moms and the role your mom has played with your life, your sports life, your general life, how things are going, what she's done for you positively or negatively. And I'd love to hear from you. Our phone number is 913-3810-810. You know, I do this show every year, and we always get calls from people sharing stories about how their mom helped them get through adversity, how their mom was supportive, how their mom reinforced them. And like I asked earlier, was your mom your coach? Or did your mom actually coach you? Maybe not be your coach, but did she coach you? And how much different of a role difference did your mom play in your life compared to your father? Our phone number is 913-3810-810. Maybe your mom's no longer with us. And it's a great opportunity to thank her about what she's done for you. You know, when you play sports, you get signed up for something, and kindergarten, first grade, second grade, whatever. Well, today, it's even younger. And most athletes seem to turn to their moms for support. Not that they don't for their dads, but they'll turn to their moms for support because, you know, moms are usually more empathetic. Not that dads aren't. But, you know, it's something that I think if we look at how we succeed or fail, our moms are the ones that pick us up when we fall down most of the time. All right, let's go to the phones. We've got our first call of the morning. Let's talk to Pat. Pat, good morning. Dr. Jacobs, how you doing? Pat, are you there? All right, hold on, Pat. We'll get you on. For some reason, we don't hear. Tristan's going to check the call here. One second, we'll get Pat back on the line. Pat, are you there now?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, I heard a phenomenal quote. I think sometimes some of the best philosophers of all time are some of these coaches, right? But Lou Holtz one time said that a man's most prized possession is his mother. And I used to coach grade school football, run a football program in a CYO school. And we would do a pep rally at the beginning of the year, and I would always tell that quote. And it wasn't just that the mom helped with cooking nutritious meals and cleaning the uniform, but, man, they also just offered unconditional support no matter what the game. I heard a guy say one time, you should always tell your kids, I just love watching you play football. I just love watching you run track. I just love watching you swim. And, you know, moms can just do that in a way that maybe dads can't always. But I just, that's always stuck with me. A man's most prized possession is his mother. And,
You hit it right on the head. You want to share a story about your mom, Pat?
You know, she's still alive. She's great. My parents are still alive, and
good for you.
I'm very fortunate, and try to be a good son. Just being a good son, right? And gosh, you know, that's a great story. But I've been on teams as an athlete where we won all the games and state championships, and some where we lost every game in the season. And you know what? She was consistent. She never went too high, too low. You know, just it was always just you'll get them next time or way to go. All that hard work, just complete unconditional support. That's what I would always remember about her and my sports.
Well, thank you for sharing your story about your mom with us, but thanks also for the Lou Holtz quote. That's a great one. I appreciate it very much, and you have a great day today. Appreciate your call.
Take care, guys. Take care.
All right, let's go next to Billy. Billy, good morning. Dr. Jacobs, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Thank you for calling.
I'm driving to my grandson's high school graduation.
Well, congratulations.
And the last time I spoke with you, I was driving to my father's funeral. And your mother had passed away as well.
Oh, yeah, I recall your call.
Anyway, I thought it would be cool to talk to you today about my mom. My mom's been gone for quite some time, and she would be about 93. And she was probably the coolest mom on the block back then. She was the type of mom that she should have been a psychologist. She was the type of mom that always had a pot of coffee on the stove percolating, and everybody knew they could stop by and sit at the table, and she would listen. And my mom would counsel kids. She had a lot of kids, not just me. She counseled my friends who didn't make cheerleading. And they wouldn't go to their moms and cry. They'd go to my mom and cry.
Really?
And
so your mom was the psychologist too, wasn't she?
She should have been. She wasn't all that educated and all that, but she truly was a psychologist. She coached me, and not in sports. She had not an ounce of athleticism, but she encouraged me to be unique and my own person, and not afraid to speak up and, be an advocate for the little guy and do what's right. And she was just one of those people that would listen, and then she would talk. And she always had advice that was so basic, and it did stick with you. And she always told us, be nice to the kids that nobody else is nice to.
You are Billy, you are an extremely lucky woman to have had a mother like that. Because obviously you must be doing the same things.
Well, I guess I am. You learn how to be a mom from your mom.
I
think a lot of young men learn how to be a dad from their mom. Because their dads are busy making a living. My mom stayed at home and ironed pillowcases. She never paid a bill or put gas in the car. My parents, back that era, that's how they functioned.
Yeah, as you shared that, personally, I'll just share, that reminded me of when my mom passed away. All my friends were calling me, and they all said the same thing about my mother, that we always loved coming over to your house because she always had something for us to eat and was always so supportive. And I think that's the key thing, and that's why you are the way you are, because the reflection your mom had and taught you.
Yeah, my brother's buddies, they could all come over and talk to my mom about the most bizarre things and feel comfortable about it. People would talk to my mom about things they would never talk to their parents about.
Well, you are blessed to have had a mother like that, and obviously it's reflected in probably how you are with the people who are around you, Billy, as well.
Well, I'd say we're both blessed.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Thanks for calling. Call back another time. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
All right.
You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, that frees up our lines at 913-3810-810. Let's talk to Peter. Peter, good morning, Dr. Jacobs. How you doing?
Good morning, Doc. I absolutely love your show. It's the first time I've called in, but the nuggets that you can get out of this as a parent for, for kiddos that play sports or don't play sports, it's fantastic. So keep doing what you're doing. I absolutely love it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. And I kind of fall into the same boat as the last caller. My mom passed away, about 12 years ago or so now. And when I was a little kid, she was diagnosed with SLE or lupus. And unfortunately, she got the bad version of it that really, affected her whole body, kidneys, the whole nine yards. So most of my life, I grew up going to ball games. It didn't matter that she was in a wheelchair. She was at every game she could come to. So I guess, it's perseverance, showing up. There was days that she hurt quite bad, but
she was there.
Let that take you. Yeah, she was there. So make sure that as parents, we got to be present in our kids' lives, regardless what they choose to do, whether it's playing the flute, playing chess, playing soccer. It doesn't really matter. I guess what she showed me is that even when you're hurting and having a bad day, that doesn't mean you can't shed your light and shine your light on others, including your kids. Other kids on the other team. It's a lot like the movie Facing the Giants, where the kids, the kicker is out there ready to take the kick, and his dad's paralyzed, or able to stand to support his kid. And I really, felt that moment of that movie. It was different than what I experienced, but I always felt like it was support that she always provided, and setting the tone of there's going to be adversity in life. And that should never control who you are or who you support or how you go about your day. So that's the one thing I took away from, you know, growing up with a parent with some illness issues, that, you know, it doesn't define you. And
Peter, you're an extremely fortunate man because you got to learn at a young age about adversity. And,
yes.
But in the face of adversity, your mom was there dealing with her own issues, but it's like, forget about my issues. I want to be with my son.
Yep.
And
always smiled too. She always smiled.
Well,
you know,
you are, like I said, extremely fortunate and lucky. You had a mother like that, and obviously your friends who got to know her felt the same way. I really appreciate your call this morning, and thanks for sharing that story about her, and thanks for listening to the show. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Keep doing the good work.
Thank you, sir. You take care and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that frees up our lines here, 913-3810-810. You know, it's Mother's Day, and those three calls are the reason I do this show, because I want people to share about their moms today. You know, and if your mom is no longer with us, it's a great opportunity to share a story about what she did, how she helped you, how she thanked you. And the key thing right there is and that's, I shared about my mom, you know, at my mom's funeral, afterwards, all my friends were all saying the same things as these callers. Just, you know, the day it was came over to our house, my mom always had something for them to eat. And we played basketball in my driveway. I had the wraparound driveway, so we all did that. And, you know, that's the memory they all have of my mother, and it sounds like a lot of people have the same as well. All right, I want to open up our phone lines are open again, as I said, 913-3810-810 is the number. What role did your mom have for you? And like our callers, your moms are gone. One's mom's still here, fortunately. But if your mom left a strong message in your life, impacted you in a positive, maybe, or negative way, what was it? How did she help you get to where you are? What encouragement did she teach you? You know, we're all reflections of three things: our genetics that we can't do anything about, the way we were raised that we can't do anything about, the environment we're in now that we can do everything about. But the way we were raised, in my opinion, guides us and directs us and shapes us, and it's like drawing a picture. And that's how we become who we are. And it's always interesting to hear the stories I hear in my office from clients about the role their parents have played or their grandparents have played in their lives. And specifically, for so many people, when they'll talk about their moms, they get emotional because they don't want to let their mom, they don't want to let their mom, they don't want to let both parents down, but they really don't want to let their moms down. Because mom's the one who's always been there. You know, dad may have been gone for many people. Dad's gone, but mom was the one who was always there supporting me and picking me up when I fell. And would be critical if I screwed up and I was making mistakes and doing it the wrong way. But would be supportive if I was screwing up, but I was trying. So the role your mother has played in your life is what I'd like to hear. If it's Mother's Day 2024. You know, I do this show every year, and I love the calls we get, just like we've received. I want to get some more to hear from you about how your mom has shaped you, directed you, guided you, disciplined you. Love to hear a story from someone who wants to share a story about their mom. When you screwed up, what'd your mom do to you to get you through it? 913-3810-810 is the number. And who do we have on the line, Tristan?
This is Jerry from St. Joe.
Okay, Jerry, you're on the line with us. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Jacobs. I've talked to you before. My mom passed at the ripe age of 94 years old. And when I talked to you, I had already gone through my stuff, and she was a blessing. But you had just lost your mom. So when I tried to give you condolences and stuff, and you know, we compared our moms together. My mom is a really good gal, but I have a shout out I want to give to somebody that liked a few of my messages and who sent me a couple messages myself, and that is our favorite coach, Andy Reid. His mom turned 105 years old, and I just want to say happy Mother's Day to her, and happy Mother's Day to your mom and to my mom. And I know that because me and you talk on the phone, this might sound crazy, me and you talk on the phone, I'm sure that they've passed conversations in heaven, too. Just because we connected, they're going to connect.
Well,
I know that doesn't sound crazy.
But no, it doesn't sound crazy. My younger sister called me the other day, and something happened in her house, and she said, "Mom's talking to me." And even though she's been gone, and she shared why she thought that, and quite frankly, I couldn't disagree with her.
It happens. I would like to say, though, that with my mom, she took care of us growing up all of our lives, and the one thing, she looked at me about 6-7 years ago. She passed a couple years ago. She looked at me and she's like, "Jerry, I'm just as helpless as a baby." I said, "I know, Mom." I said, "Guess what? You took care of us all of our lives. We're going to take care of you all of your lives." She had children in World War II that were, her husband was on a sniper team in World War II in France. She had 4 or 5 children with them. She lost her first child as a young woman, and she didn't lose any other children, and she added 4 more adopted children or, you know, stepchildren in between that time. So I had a wonderful mom, simple lady. She went 5th grade and that was it, and she came and saved me from a fight that I was happily being a part of.
Oh yeah, what happened? Tell us about that. Tell us about that.
Well, that was an incident where we were all trying out for, you know, like Bronco League. That's like right after T-ball in St. Joe. And there was a guy that was running in and out, taking up all the reps for people when we were just trying out to get on teams. And I said something to him about it because nobody else would. Well, my dad's name was Leroy Brown, Byron Leroy Brown. They called him Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. I couldn't let that guy keep bullying everybody, so I stepped up. My mom showed up at the ball field with me and him, fisticuffs at close range. His 18-year-old brother was there. I'm like 11. We're both 11. But I had to deal with his brother, not knowing if his brother would jump in. But I come from a redneck, but I never really fought all that much. But then it's like, I realized right then I was going to have to bully the bullies, and I told you before, I gave up on high school sports because the bullies in St. Joe, and it wasn't that I gave up on them, it was just I started bullying the bullies so my friends could have more fun, and I told you before, I was a city champion in basketball in grade school, but the time I went to high school, it was just too much for me, and after you talked to me about it, you was like, "Well, you seem to have coped pretty well with it all." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm 58 now, and I've had a lot of time to be retrospective about everything. And I think the way my life is ending up, it's a direct result of how my mom, her easygoing way, she was bold, and she sold fireworks for 50 years, made sure all the neighborhood kids had fireworks. My dad would play kickball with us, but he died when I was 11, so all I had was her to live and to learn. And now that my life is winding down,
Hold on. Your life isn't winding down. Your life is experiencing more fun.
It is. And even though my life, when I say my physical life is wearing down, that doesn't mean anything about my spirit. And that just, it goes wherever it goes, and it's going to exist somewhere in time. So if my spirit ever meets your spirit, I want to say hi and thank you, if that makes any sense to you.
Well, Jerry, thanks. Listen, thank you for calling. I appreciate you sharing your story and calling back again. And have a great day today. Enjoy your family. And just thanks for sharing your story. I appreciate it so much.
I hope you do, too. And happy birthday, Andy Reid's mom. 105 years old. That is awesome.
That is pretty awesome. Thank you so
okay,
much for sharing
thank
that.
Thank you, Doc.
Take care. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. That frees up our lines here at 913-3810-810. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. This is the Sports Psychology Hour. But today's show, if you've been listening to our callers, is about moms. It's Mother's Day. And I'd like to hear from you with a story about your mom. What role has she had in your life? What did she do for you? How did she guide you? How did she coach you? How did she discipline you? What's a story you'd like to share with us on Mother's Day, whether your mom's with us or not? You can thank her for who she is. 913-3810-810. We're on the Leader in Sports, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Hello again, everyone. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. This is the Sports Psychology Hour from our flagship station, Sports Radio 810 WHB here in Kansas City. And it's Mother's Day 2024, and today's show is about moms. We've had some great calls in, and we'd love to get some more calls in. Our phone number is 913-3810-810. If you'd like to share a story about your mom with us, about the role she's played for you, how she shaped you, how she guided you, what has she done for you? Maybe I'd love to hear a story about a mom who disciplined you, why she did it, how she did it, and what you learned from that. 913-3810-810 is the number. You know, this day is a day where if you're lucky to have your mom with you, you go spend it with her. You take her to lunch, take her to brunch, take her to dinner, maybe go on a walk, maybe go play sports, do something with her. And, you know, when I think back on my life, I'll be 70 years old this year, which blows my mind. I'm not going to be that old. You know, all the things that my mom did for me, because like I've shared on this show, the main reason I do what I do in part is because of the encouragement she gave me. And I think for so many of the young people I see in my office with their parents, you know, their parents will come in. So many of them talk about the encouragement that their mom gives them in the face of adversity. Don't give into it. Fight it. Challenge it. Overcome it. That support, that reinforcement. Not that the dads don't do that, but for so many of the young athletes I have, their moms seem to be the ones who can be the rock behind negativity, the rock behind when things go poorly, the rock behind them when things go down. And, you know, growing up, you know, our society today is so much different than it was when I grew up. You know, because like I said, when I grew up, men mostly worked then. Not that women didn't, but mostly men were working. And the mom stayed at home and did everything. And I know when my kids grew up, you know, their mother and I shared responsibility. And after we got divorced, I pretty much did most everything because they lived with me. And I got to see from a personal perspective how so many moms were so involved with their kids, you know, with the carpools, because my sons both did multiple sports. My younger son, Gregory, swam until he was a senior in college. And I got to know a lot of the parents quite well. And more often than not, it was the moms who were the ones who were always around. And, you know, I would always hear it in my office stories about when a client would screw up or make a mistake, how their mom dealt with it. And more often than not, their mom hit it right on the head. When they screwed up, they called them out on it. They didn't sit there and sugarcoat it. They called them out on it. But then they sat and talked about how they could overcome it. And that was something I really noticed from so many of the clients throughout the years I've had. I know when I've worked with so many professional athletes. There's one Chiefs player I work with who asked me, and he was a big defensive lineman, this is several years ago. He said, "Doc, could my mom come in one time?" And she didn't live in town, but she came in for the games. And I said, "Sure." So on a Saturday, he brought her in. We spent 2 hours talking. And he talked about how he'd had some siblings who got in trouble. And she was very hard on them. But what she did with him was, he said, it taught him how not to screw up. And just watching how she dealt with his older brothers, it guided him in terms of not doing that. And, you know, it's just throughout my 43 years of work, I've dealt with so many people. Gosh, thousands of people when you really add it all up, kind of the teams and everyone I've worked with. And I've heard so many stories, you know, so many of these athletes will tell me how they wouldn't be where they were if it wasn't for the support and discipline their moms gave them. You know, a lot of times when their mom got angry at them, it made a bigger impact than when the dad did. Because it's like, well, dad, you know, I expect dad to get mad. But boy, when mom got mad, it really, really said something to me. All right, we still got plenty of time left to get some calls here. 913-3810-810 is our number. What role did your mom play for you? How did she help you? How did she support you? How did she discipline you? You know, because the mom does all that stuff, as do dads. But obviously, it's Mother's Day. Today's the day we think back on the roles our mom played, positively or negatively, in terms of helping us get through things. So, Tristan, let me ask this question. When you think back, what was the biggest thing, going back on the story you share with us, that your mom left an impression on you, an impact on you today? And can you share that with her when you talk to her?
Yeah, absolutely. It was the fact that if we live our whole lives under the assumption that we don't have enough time and we've already made it this far doing something and we can't change now, then we're never going to grow as people. So in my situation, to recap what happened, I was a year and a half into a four-year program, and I was stressed that I couldn't change for the next 2.5 years to go down a different path because I had already done so much. And her words, to summarize, essentially said, if you're afraid to change less than 50% of the way through something, what does that say about you moving forward and the life that you will lead and the changes that you are opening yourself up to, or rather closing yourself off from, that could have an immensely positive impact on your life? And not just that, but in interpersonal relationships, in relationships with animals, in just any facet of your life. Let's shift that a little bit. Let's find a different way to look at that so that you're more open to changing and more open to trying new things instead of just, well, I'm already this way along. I can't.
So what has that done to you? For, I hear with the message she shared, but what has that done for you?
It's caused me to, I work with kids in my normal day job, and in the summers, I'm a summer camp counselor and director. So it shifted the way that I look at kids and the way that they are able to face adversity themselves. Instead of just saying, oh, well, they're just a kid, they don't get it, we can just move on and they'll figure it out as they go, you could take that time and say, hey, let's discuss why this changed, why the schedule is changing, and we're not able to do the fun thing that you wanted to do, instead we're doing something else. And explaining to them certain things that otherwise you would have just been like, ah, they're a kid, they won't remember that this happened in a week and a half anyway. You can break it down for them and better be there for them instead of just glazing over things and moving on.
Well, you've learned some obviously great lessons from your mom, and she obviously has shaped you. You do a great job here. That she's shaped you in terms of that. And then working with kids, obviously you need to apply a lot of that to them.
Absolutely.
You know, this is a day where for many of us, we remember our moms. Like I said, my mom's gone. Hopefully your mom is not. But I think the biggest thing about, and just like with Father's Day, it's about family. It's about, you know, we are who we are because of the families that we grew up in. And from, hopefully, you grew up with both parents, but a lot of people don't. A lot of people grow up with one parent. A lot of people's parents, one parent is deceased, or there's divorce, and there's all kinds of things that go on. But, you know, we grow up and what I've found is, you know, like I said, we're a reflection of the way we're raised and the lessons we learned. And I know I've got several friends. I'm fortunately for me, a lot of great friends, and they had great parents, and so many lessons I learned from their parents as well. You know, I think today's the day, just like Father's Day, as I shared, Mother's Day and Father's Day, the days when you really can take the time to think back on your life and how you got to where you are. I know I do that. I do a lot of reflection. I'm going to go see my mom later today, or we'll see where she is. I won't see her, but you know, just it brings back memories for me that are very positive. And I think the biggest thing is, if your parents are still with you, and just thank them. Just thank them for what they do for you. Thank them for how they help you. Thank them for how they have guided you and directed you. And I think that's the biggest lesson. I know today, my younger sister and I are very close. We were talking about my mom the other day because something happened, and she says, "Mom's talking to me." And I think she was, you know, and my sister believes it for sure. And I just think this is the type of day where, you know, you can get a little emotional if your mom's gone. But at the same time, for most of us, I think it's a great opportunity to really appreciate who we are, where we came from, and how we got here. And that's what I'm going to do. You know, I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. I'm here every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. You know, the show's live. And I try to bring up topics and discussions about topics that relate to sports mostly, but obviously about life. And I'd love to hear from you if you have some comments or questions, topics you'd like me to bring up. You can reach me several ways. My office number is 816-561-5556. I am taking on new clients. You can always reach me at an email, drj@winnersunlimited.com. I do FaceTime and Zoom sessions with people all over the country, actually a couple of people out of the country as well. Love to hear from you if you have any questions or comments. Our shows are podcasted everywhere. So go online and check out the podcast apps. Go to my website, winnersunlimited.com as well. They're on there as well. Hope you have a great day today. If you're going to spend time with your family, with your mother, tell her thank you. Give her a hug. Tell her thank you. And be glad she's there. Have a great week. And we will talk to you next Sunday here on the Leader in Sports, Sports Radio 810 WHB.